NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Ben Pogson, aka Satin Sheets, how are you?
Hey, 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 I'm good.
Well, you're here to talk about your debut album.
Yep.
Satin Sheets. Where did that name come from?
It came from when I was bouncing around band names with a few of my friends, actually. But I took it.
Was it like a contender? Like, did you have to pick between Satin Sheets or Stained Sheets?
Yeah, Hunter made that joke. I never thought that joke would come up. I thought he'd be a bit more mature than that.
It's a pretty good joke.
Yeah, no, I admit it. It's good.
So how long have you been working on this?
Satin Sheets has been maybe 3 or 4 weeks. Like the album from start to finish is maybe 1 month.
Wow.
Yeah. It was. I kind of just like woke up with this epiphany that I could actually make the like 80s pop songs I was listening to.
Yeah. So who are your influences?
Well, I mean, my favorite like 80s artists are probably Tears for Fears. I listened to a bit of Eddie Murphy because of Finley Parker. Yeah, I like those 80s artists. It really, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely get that 80s vibe. Do you listen to much of Eyeliner? Because sometimes when I listen through, maybe it's just like the local kind of scene. I just think it's a, you know, Eyeliner a little bit vaporwave.
Yeah. Oh, who's Eyeliner?
Oh, sorry. Oh, like a Wellington musician, Disaster Radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole vaporwave influence is quite similar for me. I just kind of, it's one of those, areas of music that I really enjoy listening to, but I never thought that I could do something similar. But yeah, I mean, I love like YouTube music, you know, like when you get recommendations for random, YouTube, like internet producers. I mean, I take lots of influence from that as well.
Great. Oh, you know, screw Spotify, YouTube.
Yeah,
rocks.
Go on YouTube. And they always, they make amazing, like, found footage music videos, you know, of, like, old footage.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I've
seen
those. And
then
you've got the whole experience.
They're pretty crack up. Let's talk about Together Tonight.
All right.
Is that the first, that's the first track on the album, right?
Yeah.
How did this one come about?
I went away for a month and, like, maybe 3 days before I left, I was going to go down to my friend's house and I really quickly record that song. And then maybe like 1 day before, I just finished recording it all. And then, yeah, that song probably took me the shortest amount of time.
Cool. I really like this one. Let's have a listen to it together tonight. Satin Sheets, everyone.
Oh,
Together Tonight by Satin Sheets. I have to say, the synths, like, throughout the album are so nice.
And Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you're a big synth head.
Yes, yeah. I love synths so much.
And, like, on this project, what kind of synths did you use?
I use a lot of sampled stuff that I've got all over the internet, but then also a Juno 60 for lots of stuff, and then also a JV 1080. That's like a quintessential 90s synth.
Wow, where'd you learn all this?
Trawling the internet for way too long.
I see. A real millennial. Almost stumbled across that word.
I hate that word so much. I don't know why, but it's all over Twitter and I cannot read it again.
What is your Twitter if you want to get any follows?
Please can everyone wait until I make a new Twitter before you follow me, because I made it not projecting that anyone would want to follow me outside of my close friend group, so the banter is very focused.
I see.
I'll just say that. I won't say anymore.
Personal jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's talk about Harmony.
Okay. Yeah.
So, how did that one spring up?
Honestly, I didn't really want to include that song because I was really uninspired by it. But then, I think I added that intro because it really wasn't a song when I went away, and then I try to make something out of it. But yeah, I mean, people seem to like that more than the songs I thought people would like, so.
It is a mean track. Let's hear
it. Thank you.
Harmony.
climb on board with me. We can feel happy, sad, confused, and angry. Maybe you and I are new lovers, can all be together in harmony. Yeah, I know it's false, there's always going to be trouble. It's just a fantasy.
Harmony by Satin Sheets. Ben Pogson.
Hello.
Right here. Hasn't moved since. Let's talk about One Day Hours. What's that song about?
It's about time feeling really long. I don't know. One Day Hours. Yeah, it's like about being really confused and just, you know, everything feels so long. How long has it been? That's a lyric.
One Day Hours.
Yeah. I'm sipping a Sprite, by the way, Finn and Jeremy and Ollie, if you're listening.
Shout outs. Love it. Cool. Let's have a listen to this one, One Day Hours.
We'll be right back.
Tonight. Live on air.
Tonight. I'm really stoked that you came in because I have been jamming this album a lot.
Thank you very much.
So the next track that we're going to talk about is Something New Without You. What can you say about this one?
It's probably a little bit different to the other songs on the album. It's a lot more musical. And I did like a full vocal take 10 minutes before I left on holiday. So yeah, it's like one take. Kind of like, you know, there's various vocal tracks, but yeah, I had to rush through this one.
Doesn't sound rushed.
Hopefully it's better live.
Any shows? Eventually, maybe.
Well, I'm hopefully playing in Wellington maybe mid-March, maybe like the 18th, if that's a weekend. That will be at my brother's flat, but I mean, I don't really want to give the address or anything, but I'll try to sort that out before then.
Yeah, keep an eye out, everyone. This is Something New Without You by Satin Sheets.
After being one of the hottest Red Bull sound selects of 2016, the infamous US collective Soulection returns with a fresh lineup curated by Madcap this February. Headlined by UK and USA natives Jarrell Vandell, Lakeem, and So Super Sam, The Sound of Tomorrow will hit Sweatshop Brew Kitchen on Saturday, Feb 25th, with the arrival of new local talent Peach Milk and Madcap fam Montel 2099. Snap up $5 tickets at RedBullSoundSelect.com.
I don't know much about poetry, but like I'm just really excited that Courtney Cena Meredith and Dominic Howie, aka Tourette's, are performing at Golden Dawn this Sunday. Courtney's been travelling overseas doing some kind of writing, and Tourette's has done that too, I think. So obviously they're both like really talented at words. Courtney Cena Meredith and Tourette's together at last this Sunday, February 26th, in the Golden Dawn Courtyard. $15 on the door from 5 p.m. or $10 if you're one of our city's great unwaged citizens.
Yeah, kia ora, it's Tony here from Te Kawiti. Well, I've been listening to your sheep show every week with the girls week in, week out, and I hold out for some actual sheep content, and every single week I'm Sean Short. You know, it's all music, and I've had a gutful. How about a little less the clean and a little more how to clean your Toyota Hilux after a massive dagging session? Does the B stand for bullshit? Either pull your bloody head in or change the name of the show, okay? Thank you.
Ovinophiles are welcome to listen, but Freak the Sheep is really about that good, good New Zealand music. Zach Arnold hand-delivers interviews, live performances, temper classics, and wretched demos from Godzone. Freak the Sheep with Zach Arnold, every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 on BFM, or anytime you like at 95bfm.com.
Before the break there, you heard Something New Without You by Satin Sheets. And now let's talk about, we've got one more song to talk about, Feeling Alone. Do you feel alone a lot? Or just...
Yeah, I do. I think I try and make myself be alone because I know that it's really valuable to enjoy being by yourself. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy being alone, you know? Like, some people hate it, but I think it's quite nice.
Well, you did do this all by yourself.
Yeah, right? I do all this stuff by myself. But I do that because I am so... I'm so bad at, like, any musical theory stuff that, you know, I suck in, like, a band setting, for instance. So, yeah.
You don't suck. You were in Yukon era and you were great.
I was in the mighty Yukon era, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing some cool stuff coming out with the tour that's coming out.
Yeah.
And then sadly they're off to Australia. So we're gonna miss Christian and Lockie.
Goodbye. Nah.
Goodbye, guys.
Well, thanks so much, Ben, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, all good. It's a pleasure. And where can people find your stuff or keep up to date?
I've kept it really simple. It's just on Bandcamp. Just search up Satin Sheets. Weirdly, there is a song called Satin Sheets by a band called Harmony. So please don't get me mixed up with them.
Was that by coincidence?
That was completely by coincidence. Yeah, the song is really bizarre as well. It's nothing like what I would write.
Oh, yeah, and there's also a bonus track at the end.
Yeah, right? Sorry. On the song Feeling Alone, there's actually a bonus track at the end called Monk. And, yeah, if you want to... Like, you know how there's, at the end of that Dr. Dre Snoop Dogg song, how it's like, smoke weed every day, and, you know, everyone's like, you count to 36 and then it happens.
Oh.
If you want to do something cool like that, it's actually 16, I think, on that song. But if you want to do it on this, I think it's exactly 30 seconds, but I might be wrong.
Someone should count and keep track.
It probably isn't. And that was a really stupid thing to say. Anyway, thank you very much for listening.
This is Feeling Alone by Satin Sheets.
I I think I made it out.
Wait for the bonus track. It's coming up. And according to some people, less than 30 seconds left. But Satin Sheets, that was the first half of Feeling Alone. And the title of the bonus track is called Monk, right?
Yes, it is called Monk. In homage of the...
Ah, here it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, baby.
Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.